The investigative journalism non-profit Amar Bongani and the business magazine, the Financial Mail, have lodged a joint application, this was yesterday, in the North Gauteng High Court, to access the tax returns of former President Jacob Zuma. Warren Thompson is a financial journalist at the Financial Mail. Warren, good afternoon. On what grounds do you want the court to order access for you?
Good afternoon. Yes, we are seeking the court application that we made yesterday is the culmination of the end of the PIA process. We submitted a request to access President Zuma's tax returns for the years he was head of state, for the tax years 2010 to 2018. And that was done via a PIA application to SARS. The initial request was denied, and so was the what's called an internal appeal. And when we sat down with our legal team and we looked at the existing laws, we saw that they were fairly draconian in the circumstance of under PIA, you cannot actually request the tax returns or tax records of an individual at all. And then under the Tax Administration Act, which SARS administers the tax code and tax collection, it is, even if I came into the, if I was given the president's tax returns, I was prohibited from writing about them. So part of the application that we've made is, yes, it's to access the president, the former president's tax returns for the years he was head of state and for which there has been credible allegations that he was tax delinquent, but also it's to change the rules of the country under the Tax Administration Act and the PIA Act, so that we have a public interest clause which allows us to access this information in the public interest and also disseminate it as a media company or a journalist. So that's really what this application is about.
If we had a system of integrity and people of integrity heading systems of integrity, then these applications wouldn't be necessary, because if Jacob Zuma had been delinquent in his tax affairs during the time that he was the president of the country, SARS wouldn't have tolerated that. And they would have, behind the scenes probably, but they would have called him to order. But because he put his own people in there, it's entirely possible that he was tax delinquent and not called to order.
Exactly. And for instance, if we had been able to it's not just obviously Jacques Poe's book, The President's Keepers, that made the allegations of problems with the former president's tax status. You would have read that in our deposition we cited Secure and Comfort, which was the report by the public protector, Tuli Marancela, into the tax benefits or additional benefits that President Zuma received as a result of the dubious security upgrades at Nkandla. So effectively, I think once we have, if we are successful, we should be able to see, number one, ask serious questions about the tax status of senior public officials that are accused of wrongdoing, and number two, check on the integrity of SARS to make sure that the way they're treating senior politicians and members of the executive is exactly the same way that they're treating the man on the street that in many cases doesn't choose to pay his taxes. It's in the form of PAYE and VAT. It's automatically deducted from their income.
Okay, well, so let's see what happens with this case then. Warren Thompson, a financial journalist at the Financial Mail. Thank you very much.